The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
We have ourselves a multicultural thing going on right now here in the Business News Hour. We've got the Roman Catholic, we've got the Sikh, we've got the Muslim, and we've got the Jew, all together in the same room. We should have had a party, for crying out loud.
Perfect.
With us on a return visit, ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear the voice of J.J. Kapoor. He is known on Twitter and I think on Instagram as J.J. Turbinator, right?
That's right.
Very good. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
And congratulations on your recent awards that you've received. You are an outstanding example of our entire community and good stuff that you do.
Thank you, Michael.
And also with us, new to the broadcast, is our friend Fez Zafar. Fez, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And, you know, when we talked on the telephone, I'm going, this guy is really bright.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's probably how you got hooked up with JJ.
Yeah,
right?
I see him as a role model.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Are you guys both still in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Fez goes to Des Moines Roosevelt, and yep. I go to Valley.
Right.
And I'm a sophomore, and he's a senior.
You're a sophomore?
I am, yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It just blew my mind, right, baby. All right, so we're going to be talking about something called the iftar,
yep.
The iftar dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little bit of research mm-hmm. on this to mm-hmm. see what this is all about, and I guess I had heard about it, but it kind of slipped my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a national thing at the White House
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah.
President Clinton, I think, started it,
yep.
did he?
1996.
Yeah, and unfortunately not going on this year,
mm-hmm.
but let's talk about what is iftar
yeah.
and what does it mean?
Well, in Islam, you know, for one month each year, we celebrate the month of Ramadan, and this is where each day from sunrise to sunset, Muslims fast. And then even the evening when we break our fast, this is called an iftar dinner. And it's usually a time where family members and friends can come together to celebrate what they've done for the day. And they can come together and dine with one another, so in solidarity. And then the White House iftar dinner, so this originated in 1996 under mm-hmm. President Clinton. And what he did was he invited Muslim leaders, activists, and humanitarians from across the country to come together and dine with him at the White House. And this was supposed to celebrate the United States' relationship with its Muslim citizens. And he continued this for the rest of his tenure at the White House. And then President Bush did it for all 8 years of his term. And then so did President Obama for all 8 years of his. And unfortunately, the tradition ended this past year. So I personally found out about the end of this annual tradition back in September, and I thought that what better than to use this opportunity and recreate the White House iftar dinner as one that not just celebrates Islam, but all of America's religions, cultures, and ethnicities, because I think we've definitely seen in the past couple of years since the election that our country has become one of division, and it's mm-hmm. time for us to come together.
Yeah, it is one of division, mm-hmm. which makes, of course, your job, JJ, even that much more interesting, I would suspect.
No, you're right. You're right. And I think one of the things that's so interesting in our current climate, we're seeing a lot of division.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the beautiful things about our culture is that when you bring food into the equation and you invite your friends to the dinner table, that is when you have some of the most powerful and poignant dialogues, and that's where some of the friendships can
sure.
really be
it
cultivated.
No boundaries.
Sure. Yep. You know, there's a good reason why we say, hey, you want to go to lunch on a business deal or whatever it happens to be, because
yep.
actually it's kind of hard to be adversaries once you've broken bread together,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know?
That's right.
And so this is a national thing. Is that – am I understanding this correctly, Fez?
Right. So the movement that we've created is called the American Iftar Dinner. And the idea behind it is that we need to recognize that what unites us is greater than what divides us and that diversity is our greatest strength as a nation. So we're encouraging universities and individuals across the country to host their own version of an iftar dinner. And we're challenging and encouraging people to invite a diverse group of guests from all walks of life, all ethnicities, cultures, and religions, so that we can promote peaceful discourse, and even if just for a day, we can unify the people of America.
Wow. This is a mighty large undertaking. And you started how long ago?
Well, we came up with the idea in September 2017. Mm-hmm. And immediately I knew that this was something that I wanted to do, but I wasn't really sure about the logistics of it. So I've reached out to a variety of interfaith leaders from across the community who have pledged their support. So some of these include from the Catholic Diocese, Bishop Richard Pates, from the Temple B'nai Jeshurun, Rabbi David Kaufman, and from the Lutheran Church of Hope, Pastor Mike Householder. So we've had such a strong interfaith group of leaders that have pledged to help us plan this event. And we're planning on keeping the national headquarters, and the main event on June 7th will be in Des Moines, Iowa, at the World Food Prize Hall of Laureates.
Why not?
Yeah. And so what we're planning on doing is inviting humanitarians, leaders, and religious scholars from across the country to come together. And on this one day, we plan on uniting and having a fun time.
And obviously, if this is going on during Ramadan, mm-hmm. it will have to be after sundown.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're planning on inviting everyone in the evening, mm-hmm. and then precisely at 8:46 p.m. on June 7th, that's when we will bring the plates out and everyone will dine together.
All right. So what are we eating?
Well, right now we haven't planned a specific meal yet. We want to keep it very interfaith in that we want to bring traditional foods from Islam, from Judaism, Catholicism, and really a variety of different cultures so that people can experience, can have actually literally a taste of one another's culture for at least one day.
How very interesting. What it's really cool about this, we're talking with, that's the voice of Fez Safar, ladies and gentlemen, and J.J. Kapoor. He's also in studio with us. We're talking about the iftar dinner. And what is so neat about this, guys, is that this is a local thing that you want to take on a nationwide stage.
Yeah, definitely.
And then keep it going down the way so that this can be something that people can celebrate for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I think that it's important to provide a reminder for Americans, like I said, that diversity is our greatest strength. You know, since we've revealed this to the public, we've received a variety of support from the community. A lot of people have sent me, you know, personal emails saying this is something that we need in our nation now at a time like this. And obviously, you know, we've received some negative responses from people like JJ. You want
to I do
on
want.
Facebook?
I think it's very important for you know this for the audience to just understand that. When we even some of the words, even the word iftar can produce so much
fear.
Just fear, I guess. Yeah. Yes, in much of our American audience. And I think when Facebook, when we tried to publish the details of this event on Facebook, quickly people were very eager to post comments. And some of these comments were quite negative. So, for example, one comment was, "The American iftar dinner, just what we need in America. More youth nonsense on kumbaya. Let's all get together and be friends with the most intolerant religion around, Islam." Or, "Wonderful. About time the Islamic takeover is no longer popular."
Oh my.
Or, "I think America is smoking that funny stuff the youth got on."
Yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, but it's important to note that, I mean, for every negative comment we've received many more messages of support.
Exactly.
And I think that that's what's most reassuring, that so many Americans are willing to get behind this, because we're truly making this a nonpartisan event. And so to the actual event itself in Des Moines, we've invited people from both sides of the aisle. We've invited our governors, senators, representatives, people from all across the country, because we want to show that let's put our differences aside and let's come together. So that's what we're trying to do.
And what a perfect example and a perfect location for this as well, over at the Hall of Laureates in the World Food Prize headquarters, which is, by the way, absolutely gorgeous.
Truly,
you know,
it really is
very nice. You know, I'm glad that you, JJ, I'm glad that you mentioned some of those negative comments, because I get them from time to time as well, you know, various things that are posted out there. And I sometimes just sit and look at some of this and wonder to myself, how angry can some people be? Maybe anger is not, well, anger is the right word, but frightened and intolerable of people who are not exactly like them. And it's stunning to me, but we see that all the time, don't we?
No, we do. And I think, you know, so much of that anger and that hatred and just that visceral reaction we get when we see people who look different from us stems from that lack of knowledge.
Yeah, it does.
And I think that's one thing that is so important about this event is for all of us to learn about each other. This is not just learning about one faith or one tradition. You know, this is learning about all kinds of faiths and traditions. But I think one of the things that's so important at the end of the day is that we want this to be run by youth. Because exactly. if there's anything we're seeing in the climate of our country, especially with this movement against a lot of, you know, a lot of the gun violence in our nation, we're seeing that youth can be that movement that can sort of be spearheaded. And so hopefully this will, you know, stay a youth-run movement throughout.
Well, I would hope so, because we're seeing so much activity and so much promise from our youth, where some of us who are a little gray may have failed from time to time. But it's really powerful to see the passion that's evoked from these individuals who have a real stake in the future. I mean, let's face it. You know, my sun is setting, and it's rising for you guys. And so something that we can all do to work together, such as the iftar dinner, to bring people together, it's simply stunning. So to your point, JJ, about hoping that this is going to remain a youth movement, but you mentioned that you have several people involved who are not youth. And what have they brought to the table, so to speak?
Well, certainly as kids, you know, we're still going to need a lot of help. And we're just kids. We're still going to need a lot of help. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons why we reached out to so many interfaith leaders from across Iowa, because these are the kinds of people that have had experience with such kind of interfaith gatherings. And we're trying to bring it to the national scale. And so we're hoping that this will be based in Iowa, in terms of the leaders, but that we're going to increase our outreach across the nation.
So you're hoping to have people from outside of Iowa come here, right?
Yeah.
How are you handling that? I don't want you to spill the beans who you've invited, but so are you reaching out to some of these thought leaders, religious thought leaders or political thought leaders? Who?
Well, it's actually like all along the spectrum. Like I said, we've reached out to several politicians. We've reached out to a lot of religious scholars. Certainly, a lot of the people that are working on our board of advisors, the adults, they have several connections across the country.
Sure.
And that's something that's really great that they bring to the table, where they're able to help us get in contact with these people on such high platforms that take part in these kinds of things. So that's one way we're getting in touch. And, you know, like you were saying, we can't spill the beans exactly on who we've invited yet. We're still compiling that list.
We have no beans to spill.
Yeah. But exactly. But really, right now, we're still continuing our efforts and spreading the word about this. And then as we continue to build that platform, that'll give us access to inviting more and more people.
Right. And, of course, we will have links to all of this up on our radio blog page so that you can find out more about the Iftar dinner, a national event that's going to take place, first of all, here in the Des Moines metro, but you're hopeful that other cities and other communities will pick this up as well. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, since our launch on Sunday, we've already had so many universities that we've recruited.
Launch on Sunday?
Yeah. We've been practicing.
When are you doing school, man?
You know, I've been sending emails between classes. So, I mean, that's become like a second job, basically.
I hope Fez's teachers aren't listening to that.
Yeah.
So you launched this on Sunday, and you're here on Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you've already recruited students in other parts of the country.
Right now we're primarily based in Iowa. We're recruiting Iowa-based universities. We've already started contacting people in Illinois and Minnesota. And by the end of the week, we're hoping to have 10 universities on board.
Wow. Very, very impressive.
Thank you.
And I suspect the feedback that you're getting from universities and other individuals out there has been way overboard positive. Yes,
yeah,
JJ?
Certainly. The feedback has been wonderful, and we are just using that positive energy to guide us as sort of this lightning rod for this movement. and we're just so excited for what the future holds.
Yeah, well, we're excited for you, and I think, you know, all of this bodes so very well for the future of not only our state, but also our country, if we can come together and break bread together, mm-hmm. or matzah, or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
Right? Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Really
Thank
appreciate you,
you
coming
Thanks,
in
Michael,
and talking about.
Please bring the matzah.
I'll bring the matzah and the gevelte fish. Also, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have, once again, links to all of this up on our radio blog so you can find out more about this. Also, photographs of the guys, both Fez and JJ, so that you can see exactly what we all look like hanging yep. around the studio here. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Really
Thank you for
it.
Having us,
all
Michael.
Right. We will distribute this far and wide. All right, we've got to go. It's up on 6 o'clock. That means it's the end of the day for us. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour as we take a look at what happened in the business world on the nation and region. That will do the markets for you and also some long-form business interviews just like we did today. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, we had first in today Mike Caldwell talking about Accelerate, DSM, and then Vani. And Edgar came in, and that was kind of a mixed bag of all kinds of cool things, talking about the career fair that happens early next month. And then, of course, our guests Fez and JJ talking about the Iftar dinner that happens in June. For all of those folks and for all the folks that put this together, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's here every evening making sure that you get this on the radio and the radio blog later on. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, who's he? Well, that happens to be the program manager for the radio station. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. The gentleman that arranged, produced, and did the music that you're listening to right now is James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, do this. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.